want to discuss a couple of shailas b'ilchei Shabbos. I got last night of Shabbos, 2-3 hours before Shabbos, I got a phone call from London. That this organization, they helped to take out prisoners out of jail. They managed to get another yid out of jail. But he has to walk around with Shabbos, they call it today, electric bracelet. They've got him to Stamford Hill. They said it's no Eruv. And the Shiloh was if he's allowed to leave his house Shabbos with the bracelet or not. It's still to Shabbos. And the Shiloh is for two Shilohs. One Shiloh is still to, if you're allowed to go around with that bracelet and Shabbos. And Mitzad Melocha, to see exactly how it works. If you're allowed to leave Mitzad the electricity, radio waves, and set her in Shabbos. We'll see this Shaila Be'etzim is Negea. A lot of times, some people, when they have a baby, they go with a bracelet from the hospital. I don't know why exactly, but I'll say. It could be these, some modern people, could be there's a shtickle heter with them. We'll see later. I don't mean it's on Shoitim. The shaila is if you're allowed to walk with it in Shabbos in the street. What do you, if you don't have it, even if you think that they will not show you the kids, they will not show you the kids. Rabbi Chanan was in the Chofetz Chaim, he didn't see his kids for a long time. And also, if you come with it in the hand, it also helps. It's not to be on top. I never had such a thing in my life. Shall you allow to? You're not allowed to. You have soldiers. And we'll see, it's very interesting, the psuk, this reason I bring them into one. A lot of soldiers, but why do we speak about soldiers? Some people suffer from severe kind of blood numbers, CC, all different numbers. So they go like with a bracelet, it says what kind of blood they have. And if something happens to them, they know how to treat them. The Shabbos, if you're allowed to go with that bracelet in Shabbos or not. I'll tell you, Pekuach Nefesh, so don't go on the street. Some people have it, they have different kind of machlis. If Chas V'Shalom something happens, then they have to know how to be treated. They're allowed to go with such a necklace, with such a thing or not. Soldiers in the army also have such a thing. They have the number on it. Every soldier has such a thing. Like a necklace with his number. There the numbers has a lot of miles. If he gets hurt, they know how to treat him. But the same idea. You're allowed to go with it in Shabbos or not. Some people have shirts. That, you know, just in case the buttons fall, the company is very generous recently, and they sew a couple extra buttons in Shabbos. And they sew during the week, yeah? The shaila is if you're allowed to go with such a shirt in Shabbos or not. I remember once I was in Beit Shemesh, in the middle of walking, I realized that I forgot to take it off. Well, I didn't take it off before Shabbos. Yeah? We'll see later, some shit is not making. I remember I got stuck. In the middle of the street, I remember I saw I didn't take it off. What to do? You can walk the Bokum through, take off your shirt. We'll get the Eitzes what to do if you didn't take it off. Some people walk with a watch in Shabbos. I'm not speaking about a tachshin, I'm speaking about the Pashto watch, you know, black plastic rubber, yeah? You know, the one that you get when you're 5 years old, you buy it the first time. Yeah, some people go with it till 90. No shayla for tachshin, there's no tachshin at all. You're allowed to walk with it in Shabbos, you're not allowed to walk with it in Shabbos. These are the shaylas that we'll try to discuss. And the shaila is how to boy ice the teirim. We'll try to go over the shaila. But answer when these people are asking was 3 hours before Shabbos. They want the psak, what to do with the guy. You have to give him an answer. Tell him I don't know and to leave him stuck in the house there. So we'll start first with the shaila of tiltul and Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos daf nun ches amud aleph. The Gemara says, "Yoytze eved bechoisem shal tzavoi." The slaves, they had a choisem shal tzavoi. And you will know that he's a slave. So yoytze eved bechoisem shal tzavoi vole bechoisem shebebigdoi. And the Gemara there has a whole shaila that some places he's not allowed to do it. Gzeira, that it will break. He'll be scared that the other will be upset with him, so he will pick up the broken pieces and he will walk with it. But it's mevuah that you're allowed, the Eved is allowed to go with the Chayisam. It's not a Tachshit. It says that he's a slave. It's embarrassing to be a slave. It's mashma that you're allowed to. Shulchan Aruch paskens it in Simen Shein Dalet, Seif Alef, the Ramot brings down the Aloche, Sheyoytze Eved b'choysem shebetzavori. The Eved is allowed to go out with the choysem shebetzavori. The Ozohua in Simen Pehei brings down. Why is Taki allowed to? Shekevon she'eved yoytze b'kol ha'shavua, harei ze kmoy malbush. Mishnah Berurah brings it down. Shin Aleph. Shekeimun shu yoytze boi kol ha-shavua. Dechoshiv malbush. Keimun shederech lotzes boi kol yomei ha-shavua. Ozohua. So it's derech malbush. The Ozohua brings down from that. They force the Yidden to go with kind of circles, green circles. You know, later they had that yellow star bands, and then the Nazis forced the Yidden to go. You're allowed to walk with it in Shabbos or not? You had to sew on your baguette a yellow star. You're allowed to. But if you go without that, they kill you, but you can stay in the house. Shall you allowed to go with it in Shabbos or not? So the Ramot brings down and Simen Shin Aleph. Oiso migulim yerukim, green circles, shegozro malchus, shekol yehudi yiso echad mehem v'ksuso. Mutar lotzes bo yafilu eino tofu v'ksuso, rak mechubo shum ktsas. Also, the choshev malbush of the Mishnah Berurah came and should have lost by kol ha-shavua. So the essence of the Ozohua state that these two things you're allowed. The Ozohua brings down a Rash Mikutzi. He said a different reason. While it's mechubor la-beged, it's tofel to the beged. The Ramah didn't say that reason. The Ramah only brings down the reason that we worried the whole week. The Bis Yosef in Simen Shin Aleph brings down Tshuva Sarashba. That you can't say Shekol Shemechubor LaBeged, it's not Masui. Because it's sold together to the Beged. It brings a Raya from Talis. Most of a person has a Talis Mitzuyetzes. Four corners with 8 strings in every corner. And in one corner, the strings tore. Like Moses, you're not allowed to go out with that talis and Shabbos. It's so. I lechua, these strings that are sold inside the tzitzis, sold to the beggar. The same thing, the police can clearly gabi the key, what we call the Shabbos belt. Some wanted to say that the heter is because it's sold to the beggar, it's tied to the beggar, it's stuffed to the beggar. And the police can shry that it's not enough. Has to be other than that is the way that you, it's like the bell, the belt, or the two strings are tied together. And the Maaseh, this is the Iker HaAchor, the Mishnah Berurah brings down, that Stam, it's not enough. If the Mishnah Berurah says something that is the derech to be attached to the beggar, you're allowed to. A hat. You have a hood, a hat, and then the coat. You don't need it, it's not raining, so why is that carrying in Shabbos? Well, it's the derech to be mechubo on a beggar, so it's not us.
You know what is it?
What? So really it's not us. Some want to be matu for that reason, the extra buttons that are in and the shirts. He said, "Val, it's mechubo la beged, you're allowed to." Someone says, "No shaykhs. That's what is you're allowed to wear mechubo la beged is like a hat, or even the green stuff, or even a key. But if it's mechubo la beged, then only if lo yitzuyer it falls off, you're missing a button, you could take it off and put it somewhere else in the beged, it will be awesome." And lemaisa legabi the svara of mechubo la beged, it's very hard to be matil the extra buttons to leave them on. Nisim karelitz brings down the Ochi Shabbos brings down. בגד שטבעים הכפתורים, יש על ידו במותו, ויש על עשרים, חידושים בביורים, לנצעוסו. שמיר שבס כבחוסו לנצעוסו. And it brings down that the Shmuel Zalman says maybe you're allowed to. They say Shmuel Zalman, Rebbe Eliashiv, Rebbe Moshe wanted to be matir. They said if they're very not choshuv and most people really never take them down to sew from there, so it's done. It's like a laundry thing that some people are matter to leave the laundry tag on. We didn't take it off before Shabbos. But some people are makel. Why? It's not choshuv, it's tougher to the beggar. So some want to say the same thing they got with the buttons. So, b'meile, but then again, that is svoris that it's bottled to the beggar. But the Rash Mikutzi was not matim, he was only matim mitzad bottled to the beggar. So why Evid could go out with a choiso? So, the Shulchan Aruch said the reason the Evid is allowed to go out with a choiso, we said, because he wears it the whole time. Some wanted to say that the reason the Eved is allowed to go out with the chosen that he wears the whole time, that it's also begedel tachshit. What do you mean it's begedel tachshit? You write that the Eved doesn't want it. But the Odoim, he is allowed to want that his eved will have such a thing, like behema. The halacha is that what is nice for the behema, to watch the behema, to keep the behema, the behema is allowed to go. Shvisas behemta, you're allowed to, even though the behema maybe doesn't want it. But while the behema is meshuba to the other, so while the behema is meshuba to the other, the mele, you're allowed to. So the vial we have, what we have in Shulchan Aruch, we have the Yigulim and Yerukim, that Shulchan Aruch says you're allowed to. But there they will sow a little bit to the beget. Yeah, we don't have the case, stam, that you were in the ministering. But we have the Eved Yaitze Bechoisim Shaloi. We have a third aloch in Shulchan Aruch. A person is in jail, he's a prisoner, they put on his feet two rings of metal with a chain, like this, he can't run away. He only can do very small steps. So the Shulchan Aruch Paskin, again, see you test. Mishu osu vekvolim, pirush taboz gdoilim shesegrim areglaim beraglov, mutar lotzes boy. Why? The nechshav lo ikmoy malbush derech halichos ubtelim lenega be'aguf shehu lo bush bo. Zog Rishon LeZion. That you allow to. So he's mitzayin, the goyen is mitzayin. The Gemara says that the psulois in that day is they put strings in between their feet, that they will not do big steps, that they will stay psulois. Since he did the pshat, the psulois want it. They don't want a mistake to make a big step. Here the guy doesn't want it. But even so, the Shulchan Aruch paskens you allow to. So, lechoure, mikoyach these alochas, the things that you wear the whole time, you're allowed to. Right? Came some poiskim and said, if that is the svara, lechoure, you could go with a watch in Shabbos. Nowadays, everyone walks with a watch the whole time. On the svara of tachshon. What is the difference? The Eved goes with the tag that he's an Eved. The prisoner is allowed to go with the rings on his feet. Because this is the Derech. So why you will not be allowed to wear a watch? So Shmuel Zalman Oyerbach in Perek Yudches in Hilchos Shabbos, he said, you're not allowed to go with a watch, yeah. If it's a golden watch, you're allowed to. Not. In brackets, ומכל מוקים המייקה לא צזו ששורבים ושעון יד פושט עם רצור אין למחוס ביודו, כי יש לו על מה לסמך. In the band, it says, מישכן יש ינקן. שודי גרסמי שענר. There's no gzeire that people will take it off. People don't take off these poshut watches. And for the same reason, Shmir Shabbos clears, Lagabi, the soldier that goes with a piece, he also be allowed to go with it. This is the way he walks the whole time. And see if Chof Beis he brings down. So he says only Shas Melchoma. See in a second. But again, but I should chel kes yank, and that is matir. So mikoyach these halachas, we have Bitzad echod. And here is the shayla. Again, Lemaise, Klal Yisrael, the Torah, the Moshe himself says, are not samech, and they don't go with the watch. Yeah. And Bemele, the same thing, Lechua, you can't go with this thing that has your number, your blood number. Mitzad Sheini, Meikar Adin the Mishkas Yaakov wants to say you're allowed to. And we have Eved Yoitze Bechoysem, Gmor Shabbos Nadunches, Igulim Yerokim, or Zoroa was Matir, Yipaskim Shechon Oruch. Taboyes al Araglaim, the Shechon Oruch is Matir. The Shaila is, if we have a Temechalik, Moshe, I'll read a piece in Orchus Shabbos. Odom ha-mushpaz bebet cholim, Moshe b'noi mushpaz. Someone had a baby boy. And he has a plastic band on his hand. Tzomit ze einu malbush lo odom, ve gam einu tachshit. Shalif yukotzei do ozorua. Maybe Eved is kol ha-shono kulo. Here it's only 5 minutes, he has it on his hands. ומאיר ורבי יגון ובשמו לא ירבח שמעתי לי יש לדם ומסתלין על הלאות. So inside So he himself he doesn't really speak it out as Evi Medaf. L'cha'ure and the Shmir Shabbos Kilchoso, he says le'klo, that a thing on your hand, you're not allowed to wear in Shabbos. אבל על יצר רויפר שסורבים ותג עם שמו יתוכו בבגד וכן לו יצר עודו ממסרת האוסוי לזיו כמו יסרת זיו הניתן על יד החוילה. You know that. Shalom, why not? Why not? What is the difference? So, לחור את הלומדס, before we start to speak about electric bracelet, yeah? The problem is we have some things that is nifsak, that is mutter. Some things that lefi that has to be mutar, but klal Yisrael they're not accepted. No benteri goes with a watch. I'm asking. There's no hero. The Moshe said not to. Shem said not. I mean, no one goes. Yeah, a nice watch maybe. What is the difference? I'm saying, you know, the ones that don't take off the buttons in the shirt because it's also tougher to the begging. It's easier, yeah? Because I think some people are making it with the extra buttons. Most people not, right? You take off the buttons. What? I'm asking if you keep Shabbos or not. I'm asking.
Yes.
You take it off or you don't take it off?
I don't take it
off. Shabbos, you're allowed to invite someone to Shabbos, but you know you won't come with the buttons. Take it twice. So what could be the difference? This is the shayla, and it's interesting. It was not spoken out so much in today. So I think the mashal, what is the difference? First, we'll speak about the tags. Why the Shmir Shabbos Kilchoso? That was a very big machmir, but the ma'isi was made. Yeah, and he doesn't find the heter for the sick person to go with the bracelet. Why not? The Talmud says the bracelet of the Eved is made that we will know who is the Eved. That we can find him. Right? The Goyim wanted that we will be recognized that we are Yid. So we had to go with green things. The Nazis put on yellow stuff on us. Yeah. What's bigger, these two Zach? The guy that has, I said, who's in the strange guys? The guy that goes with his bracelet and his baby, he had a baby, yeah? Some guys, you know, you see they come to yeshiva, you see right away, you know, to make sure that you see their hand. These people could be allowed to go with it in Shabbos. Yeah? Why? They want the whole world to see that they had a baby. Most people, they don't want. They need, when they get into the hospital, to show who they are. It's not that it's a way to find out who they are. I would say the sick person in the hospital will be a little bit easier. We have a tag to know who he is. This tag is not that where we find the father, we will know this is Mr. Father. When he comes into the door, he has to show that he's the father. We don't try to identify him where he is, that this is the guy. The Eved, where he is, we will know that he's an Eved. So it's a Derech Malbush. Throughout the whole week he goes with it. This is the Derech to go with it. This is the Derech of the Eved to show that he's an Eved. So it's a Malbush. It's like a Malbush. The Derech of the Yidden was, when they went, they had to have green stuff on them. So this is the Derech. The father, I'm saying. Or even the doctor that has a tag. It's not the pshat that when he walks in the street, we'll know here's the doctor. Even a soldier, the Pshat says, only with Pekuach Nefesh is allowed to go with the piece on top of him. It's not the pshat that the whole time that he walks, we want to know that number 556 is him. We want, if he dies, or if he gets hurt, we want that we can find out right away who he is. The guy goes with a bracelet, and he suffers from his blood is CC5, and you know, only five people like that. So he has a number of his blood. It's not that when he walks in the street, you want to know here's blood number CC5. He needs to carry this. That if Chas V'Shalom something happens, we can right away. So he's carrying something on him. The motion, a watch, the feed that will be mutter. But be also, meaning to say, to be mutter mitzad echad, it's not mamash like these things that I'm saying, that maybe tomorrow we'll find out who he is. Mitzad sheni, it's not that he wants to know he's a watch guy. He wears this, and when he needs to look on, he can look what is the time. It's not a part, dahainu. The small to say is, the Eved, we go with jackets, the prisoners go with stripes. The Eved had a kind of beggar that he went with. So instead of changing all of his clothes, he had one piece of it that showed that he's a Eved. The goyim wanted there will be a malbush that we know that we are Yidden. So that became Shaloim Shekol HaShavua, that became a part of the malbush. That became Derech Lelovsha. But a lot of the other things did not become Derech Lelovsha. Especially if one, the Magdal, the Agdola, the as maybe the Odin could decide on the Eved, the Goyim could decide on us what we will wear. They're in charge of us. But when we carry something that when we will need to know what is the time we could look, or when I get to the hospital, I want to show that I'm the father, so I have it in my head. Or even the sick person in the hospital, when he's going with the tag, it's not the pshat, there's something in between. It's not that the whole time we want to find out who he is. He goes to his bed, we don't check every time. Pshat is, we know if something happens in the hospital, we want that we can find out who he is. Again, to say for sure that that is the chiluk, I don't know. So now the shaila is, what came up, we have this electric bracelet. And they want to know, you're allowed to go with it in Shabbos, you're not allowed to go with it in Shabbos. So, some rabbonim, so I started to call rabbonim all over the world. Some rabbonim wanted to say that it's like go off from a watch. And b'shas adchak you could be maker. And this is called shas adchak. So maybe it's mutar even a katchila. Maybe it's better from a watch. And I will explain why. They said the following kind of svaras. The ma'aseh maybe told you also what kind of prisoner he is. Some prisoners are only allowed for one day, so he's not really going with a bracelet. Some people, they let him out for a year, the marshal, but he has to stay in the area and he has his bracelet for a long time. The person that has the bracelet first wants to have the bracelet. He wants to be free. But they know without the bracelet, they're not letting him out of prison. It's more like a tachshit. Be'etzer, I would say it's another smaller to be making. Maybe I have to start from there. We have a Shulchan Aruch that if you have two rings on your feet for metal, you're allowed to go without in Shabbos. L'chu, this is mamish the rings. Why are we even trying to medame it to Evet? Why would I medame it to the rings? That he has something that he can't run away. So someone to say, no, the rings, be'etzer, what they do is that you can't open your feet. Like the psula. So you're right, you don't want it, but that is the purpose of the rings, to catch your feet. So it's a malbush. It's a malbush to catch you. You don't like it, you do like it, it's a kind of lebush. How you wear something, how the goyim is medamet to psula. Psula wants to keep her feet closed. Here you don't want to keep the goyim. It's a malbush. What kind of malbush it is? You walk small steps. That is the malbush. You don't like it, you do like it, vow prisoners wear it. So it's a malbush. Look at Surya. I'll ask you a shayla. They will do a new patent. I'm sure it's not done yet. It's very patent for sure. Yeah. Instead of doing rings, they'll make very heavy boots for metal. You mamish can't walk in it. It looks the same. The guy looks mamish free, has little black shoes, but it weighs, every shoe is like 50 pounds. He can't move. Much nicer, much classier. Yeah, someone will ask us to go with his shoes on Shabbos, for sure. They're dressing him with heavy shoes. So the way they dressed them not to move was rings. This ring, it's not a ring that you can't move away with. It's not a beged that you can't, just if you move away, they know where you are. What?
The dress will send you out.
Okay. That is the svara that this is the dress of Avodim. Yeah, we have, I'm saying, it's a sound, I spoke to so much about it, this is like one of the new shilas, because this is going more and more and more. Ramesh met a Yid 2 days ago in Cincinnati. He asked me a bracha for his business. I said, what? I'm like, a bracha, I want to know. I want a tzchal, you know, how much payas it does, and how much maisa, I want. So he told me that in Ohio is too much prisoners in jail. A lot of them are not healthy. Speaking about 10,000, they're not healthy, they're not functional. And the government really wants to move them to nursing homes. They can't do nothing in jail, they can't move, they're not lemaisim. But it's costing them too much to have them. So that guy has a lot of nursing homes. He will take one of his nursing homes, and he will fill it up with these people. It'll be good for everyone. If he gets that, it's ma'am shal parnosa b'shefa v'chuda. But the marshal, one of the things that they will do, all these people will have rings. That is today's solution, that, you know, it's a ring, you can't open it, and if it opens it right away, no. A person that is not scared, that is criminal, that is not dangerous, but just, he has to be not free. And there's so much companies that do it now, there's all different competition with the companies that do this kind of bracelets. And the shayla is, if we medame it to Evet, if we medame it to Choysom Shel Evet, if we medame it to Igulim Yerukim, we medame it to the rings and the foot of the Shulchan Aruch as matir, or we say no. Evet was a malbush. The rings we said maybe it's a malbush that doesn't let walk. This was mashman the goyim. Shalatzion says ve'lo yodati ech medamet ale psula ma inyan ze ale psula. Say for the Shalatzion. But the answer is the psula can walk, so it was a way, it was like a tight pants kiviyachol, not let him to walk. So they put two strings that they not let him. It's a kind of maggot. Some said you can't walk. Some of the motion has a, you know, they put on your hand something to do it very strong. Yeah, you spread your hand, you have to wear something very tight. So he has no shadow, you don't have to wear it in Shabbos. But it stops the blood, it stops the bones. It does help us to catch you. And then Chifu is another heter. I'm just explaining. So the shayla is how to look in this bracelet. Or to say no. It's not doing it to Eved, because the Eved, the pshat is, we know where he is, that he's an Eved. It's a malbush of Eved. The Yehukim is a malbush of Jewish people. I'll explain. This is not a malbush. It's like what I said, like having the bracelets of the hospital. It's not that where he goes, fakelt. The whole modern world, 2016, it's not the purpose that where he goes, they will know that he's an Eved. They're trying to do it the most clean that no one sees. Put it in the foot, but then you do it in the foot now. Don't put it in the hand. It's under the pants, in the bottom, under the socks, that no one will know. They want to do it. When you walk, no one will know that you're a prisoner. To be a part of the society. Just we know where you are. It's not a malbush of Eved. A malbush of Eved, he walked, that everyone knows that he's Eved. That was the malbush. This was the uniform. Instead of a full uniform, it was a small uniform. The Jewish people really had to have a uniform. So instead of Machlos, Meshug, and Gansen, the guy said it's enough, we put something green on. And we'll say, and the rings, the idea will be that it's something that you wear, that your steps don't go big. And if that would be the small, if this is the reason, tags, the Shemir Shabbos doesn't want to be matir. A watch, he also doesn't want to matir. A watch is not, I have a watch. It's something you wear that when you want, you look, what is the time? The shayla is if we can make such a malbush also. That's the shayla. If we can make such a malbush. If you can make in yourself such a malbush. Some say, yes, you could. That is Beretz and Dinois. All of the Rabbanim that I spoke wanted to be matirat. I'm saying it's not hard to be matirat. I'm still too. Rabbi Shavais told me that even if we're not matirat as al malbush, so b'meile he tainas at shaloi kederach. If it's not mutar at malbush, so it's not, so you're carrying something shaloi kederach, it's kilachaya. I'm not so sure if he's right. It's not sure if it's kilachaya. This is kilachaya. This is the way to do it. He says if it's not a malbush, it's a nesir kilachaya. Mainly, he says, a lot of people rely on Eruv today, right? For sure, the people that use the buttons, they rely on Eruv also, right? You're not allowed to rely.
He says, Machmer,
better not to care. But the buttons, yeah. If you make it on Eruv, so anyway, it's not a problem, because you have the Eruv. The ones that are Semech and Eruv, they hold it, we spoke a couple of times, it's not the Shia today, that Eruv doesn't help when there's a Shesor Abim the Reis and Fimol Shittas. The only reason Eruv helps is because Shesor Abim is the Rabbonah. So he says, if Iker HaPsak, the Bezman HaZer, Shesor Abim is the Rabbonah. So B'meile, it's a Tiltut the Rabbonah. And he says, if it's a Malbush, it's Mutar, if it's not a Kilach Riyad, so it's Shvuz the Shvuz. I told that person, wants to be same like that, you know, I know in London it's like that, you don't have to go, you can go from the back of the house. It's like little streets where you take the garbage in the back of the house, and the front is main roads. So when he goes to go from that street, chodsh to go on streets that attack Nishkan de Reise. So you have to come and you have a couple main big roads that could be such big countries, thousands and millions of people are together. Even if London is not a part of the whole in the world. That's chayes nishma. Machriya zayma. But mikol makoyim. So I'm saying again, legabi the shayla. If tiltu, a lot of rabbonim wanted to say that it's mutter. Saying, the question is ba'etzem legabi the zingelite that have a baby. I don't know. I'm saying the Ocha Shabbos doesn't want to answer it. Shmir Shabbos was very sharp that you're not allowed to walk with it. So again, a lot of times you go to visit people in the hospitals, chutz la'aretz, and they have the bracelets, and you walk without, you go out with them from the hospital for a walk. All the people, shalai teidu. So you come to the hospital and you take them out for a walk. And these places, there's no eruv. So if you can't go without a wheelchair, you're allowed to take in a wheelchair. That's the halacha you're allowed to, yeah? And could be he's allowed to have a goita to move him for sure. But you have to know if you take him out with a bracelet, could be causing him to be tautum. I said again, no, I'm saying, you have to know what it's saying. This person, they said, Shabbos, he's out of prison. He doesn't have where to eat for Shabbos. He doesn't have minyanim to go to daven. So you can't leave him locked. Old man has to walk out outside. Chvesnish. Yeah, if it's choyli, chvesnish. Yeah, you have to know the akdoi. I'm just saying that we have to know this. So the moshul. So again, someone to use the gabi the buttons to say that it's derech because this is the way the shirts come today. Again. The reason shirts are easier because it's sewed onto. So some things that are sewn on, like hats, and these things that are sewn onto a beged, they're tougher to the beged. It's much easier to be maker. Some say it's not doing to that kula because it's derech to. They want to say miikar adin. This is the way all the shirts come today. But see that it's not choshuv. That is the derech and b'meila you're allowed. So it's better. I'm saying it's better from what we're saying in the watches. It's better from what we're saying in the eved. But from that, the heter really is giboit. From that, the heter is giboit. So lemaise, what I saw in all of the persons that I spoke to, all of them lemaise wanted to be matir with tzaddik. Even though when you go into the lomdus of the chilukim, when they answer, it's not so clear that this exactly will be doime to the cases that it's clear that it's mutter. Moshe Weiss was masking that it's not mamish clear, but he said he's mitzaref. That is one chilek of the shayla. So again, I'm telling you, I asked a lot, and I heard from a lot of rabbanim that lemaise mitzvah tiltul yesh lahokim. Again, I'm not saying it in bracelets. Shmir Shabbos says that the doctor and the sick person is not allowed to. Yotzei Pikotchi Shmir Shabbos Gechosu, you're not allowed to. I also remember I spoke to him, but I can't remember the notes. I remember I spoke to him in Shabbos about a couple times. What to do if someone has such a bracelet? A lot of times it happens, a guy has a baby, they put it out of the hospital, and he wants to walk home, he chaps, and there's no eruv. So if you're allowed to take it off, it's kareya. I remember, I discussed it with him, I just don't remember what exactly, but the Shmir Shabbos, and Perek Mem, he's not matir to the doctor to go out. So he says it close, he says it also. Mem Lamed Beis, he also speaks it out again. He gives a eight. Seret zihui animtza lachoyle. Osu lotzes bevirshus lirshus acheres b'mokim she'ein eiru. V'chein osu navi rabam jesu rabi. He says, take off, open the button, and make it like the cashless shirt. That's the answer he gives him. Open your button, you're stuck. And put a jacket, and then put it like, we'll hold the jacket closed. Yeah. Maybe the guy could also do it. Yeah, but normally the brace is on the foot, it's no. The socks one. Only if he takes out the before Shabbos, he takes out the I call it the what? The last thing, the one that makes it the clothes. You make it loose, or you wear shvacha sacks and fall down the whole time. And then, I don't know if it's how much space the brazen has to go up and down. But I'm explaining, he's very sharp that it's us. Now, not everything is done. I'm saying, here's a lot of smokes. Maybe it's not even kavua. It's not exactly to know the whole time who is the sick person. I'm saying, we have some places that the person wanted the matil, some not. And he's not saying, the choyle could be making. Abalom Zogim, we will mem tzachon, like the rabbonim and the poiskim that said that it's mut. Now it became a big shayla. How it works. I printed out all different kind of machines I have here. It's in English, so it doesn't help me so much. I had someone to explain to me today. There's two ways how it works. If you what I understand. There's something that is called GPS. Now people use it a bit less, they're more of the ways, but I'm always a Zahra, it's called GPS. Now, and the first bracelets that they did, every bracelet had a GPS that they could track you the whole time. But that is useless. Why? At Shabbos there's no problem, Be'etzem, because where you move, Be'etzem, you connected to it. So you're not doing no melacha. They put it on. You sleep, you walk. It doesn't make a difference. It's GPSing what you are. It's the whole time. It's not just when you're moving into a different place. The whole present time, it shows where you are. But that is useless. We said, you know, this person will take all these nursing homes, all these people. Who will sit there and GPS what is happening with all the guys? When they want to track Chatzkel Shmuel, they look 2, 5, 6, so, and they start to look after him. But they will have computers, they will see all of these. It's not shy. So every machine, chutz from GPS, has another thing. It's all the machines. It has a base. The marshal, they let you to go, and they send you, and they put you in the X house. They come to the X house, and they put a piece in the X house. Your bracelet sends radio waves the whole time to the base. Now, there's two ways how they work. The poshta ones, when you, the marshal, inside your house, nothing happens. There's radio waves. When you go out the house, the machine doesn't have the radio waves. And that minute, the machine automatically dials to the police station. It's not a police station, it's a company that works. And says the guy left the house. And they start to track that person. They look at him, he went down 2 steps, I'm saying it. Walked out of the mistake. Now, but Lemaisa, he's allowed to go out of that way. So the way it works is it's 2 people. It's 1 people that he's allowed to walk in that radius. So they're Nechanami. So for him, walking in the radius that he's allowed to walk is like staying in the house. What they do is they let you, the marshal, to go out by day to this amount far. By night, you have to be back in. So by day, when you leave, the machine doesn't have a problem. When you come back by night, if you don't come back by night, the machine will call the police station and say you're not around. Now, so what is the problem? That's the Chor says, "Psikrei shedelei nichalei." But it's not psikeshen and nichle. When you left by day, doesn't make a difference. Now, you need to come back that the machine will not beep when it's time to be. You have to be back 8 o'clock by night. Now, you left in the morning, now it's 7 o'clock, you have to come back. If you don't come back, the machine will beep. So you want to come back, you want your waves to tell the base, I'm back, so the police will not come to take you. You don't want to be arrested. So l'chura, you're doing a melocha in Shabbos. You're causing the machine to know that you're back home. And while the machine knows that you're back home, the machine is not going to tell about you that you left. That is the shot. And here the Moshe Noach Shabbos told me, he's not allowed to leave. I looked into it, he's not allowed to leave. It's Chil Shabbos. A lot of rabbanim told me it's possible that he's allowed to leave. What? Oh, no, so this is the shayla. The shayla is what is exactly happening. Again, what I understood that the rabbanim that answered, they understood that when he leaves, there's no electric connected, the circuit is not there. And when you come back, the way what happens is you connect back the circuit. So the matter you're doing a malacha. Now you coming back, you're making a circuit of electricity to know that you're back. The way that I understood tonight is radio waves that go from the machine to the base. That radio waves, the pashtas, did not have a malacha d'raisa inside. It's waves that go the whole time. So when you come back, it's waves. Now, if it's no waves, the machine sees that it's no waves, and then he calls. If it's waves, he doesn't call. So you're not doing no melocha be'etzim. If he will find that it's no waves, he's programmed that if he doesn't get waves, he connects and he starts to call. So by you coming back, you're only bringing waves, stronger waves back to the base. L'chu'ure, again, I don't know enough, I'm not so sure if it's a melocha d'oraisa. For sure it's not the best thing to do, which is to bring back waves. But then you could be mitzar of the svaras that Moshe Weiss has a tshuva in Chelek Aleph, and it's in Sefer. He told me he will send me this week, I didn't get it yet. That he holds that this bichal not called a melocha. You're not misasik in that melocha. You're coming back. Well, they program it that would be waves. It's not called your melocha. I'm not saying most of the Kimat Kol HaPosekim are not masking these kind of swarms. But if we'll say that it's only waves that are going to the base, and when it's waves, the machine doesn't call. So you are not doing a melacha be'etzim. You're just causing the melacha will not be done. I think b'mokim tzarech is a big mokim to be makel that he could go back to the place. While it's not, again, if I understand right, that it's not called a melacha de'raisa. לא מי בא לפי רבשו מזעם, אבל למה זה מי חושב את החזניש, הרב עוד אז חשש בו אימא. Not only that, I understood from some of the people that, and the mechanic that it's animal radio waves, stronger ones and weaker ones. And when the machine doesn't have the right waves, so then an electric thing happens and it calls. And it's programmed, and only in these hours he looks for that waves. But again, the machine works the whole time. The GPS is GPSing the whole time. Even when you're allowed to be out, no one's going to decide they need you now. They know where you are. They do it also for criminal reasons. Someone was killed in the other street. They check, yeah. that the guy was there. It's not getting to the sun. Every time when he's out, when he's in that area, someone gets killed. So they do want to know the whole time where you are, and they could find you, and they could track you. Just that, it's two parts. It's one part to know where is the prisoner. If they need in the present time to find you, they know where you are. And also, they give you a feeling that you're in prison. And another thing, they want to be aware that in the time that you have to be in, you left. So they have to do two separate things. It's two, even seven machines, from their point. That calls somewhere else. That gets all the calls of the guys that are not in time, and they check who they are, and they check it. It's not the same system, Kibyoch. But again, it's not that it colors it in a red color or something happens. It's because the machine realizes that he doesn't have the radio waves, and he calls, or through a cell phone, or through a base, to the police or to the company that is, you know, servicing that machine, and he lets them know that the guy left. My netias advorim, I'm saying, is that b'chai gavne, you're allowed to do it. So, as a lot of rabbonim, I was mad at the guy go out on Shabbos.